Gone are the days when you could get a job with one company, move up the ladder, and retire with a healthy pension and a nice pocket watch. The only way to succeed now in the new world is by embracing the spirit of free agency. Here with advice on doing that is Don Hughes of Venturian, a Texas-based career management and coaching firm. Don, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So as far back as 1994, Fortune magazine declared the end of the job. Now, we all know there's a lot of insecurity out there. How has the definition of job, J-O-B, changed over the last decade?
Well, the Industrial Revolution brought us this new way of thinking about work, this new paradigm that we call the job. And over the last decade or so, we've really seen things like technology, globalization, market fluctuations, and just the overall acceleration of change affecting the way we work. In this new world of work, we're seeing a new paradigm emerge, a new paradigm of work that really is more fluid, less rigid, more dynamic. Organizations go through downsizing, restructuring, reorganizations, all in an attempt to adapt to this new world of work. And for individuals, all of this has created definitely a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety. But for those who can get over the shock of what's going on, what's happening to them, it can be pretty exciting. And frankly, there's a lot of opportunity out there.
I know you talk a lot about proactive career management, and many of our listeners might think it sounds like another buzzword, but the strategies behind it are very real, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Most people's careers sort of tend to become some of their reactions to what's happening to them. For example, someone might be downsized and their job search unfortunately ends up looking a lot like a shipwrecked crewman searching for a lifeboat of some kind. They tend to grasp onto the first thing that's remotely interesting to them or remotely meets their needs. In proactive career management, it's about being more intentional, more purposeful. It's about defining what's important and therefore creating more and better options so that we have a greater sense of self-determination about what's going on with our career.
What are some of the most common mistakes that you see people making when it comes to managing their careers?
The first is simply not to manage it at all. I meet people just about every day who are feeling a little lost. Their career has started in some kind of downward spiral. Something's caught them off guard, and they're just not sure what's happening to them. Things seemed to be going fine a few months ago, but now things seem to be crumbling beneath them. Someone who's purposeful about managing their career isn't so likely to get caught flat-footed, and even if unexpected things do happen, they've got focus, direction, and a certain amount of momentum that's going to cause them to be able to get results more quickly and, frankly, results that are going to be more satisfying. The second most common mistake is the failure to define the value that they're looking for from their career. It may be financial rewards, might be a balanced life, geographic preferences, being able to live near family members, a sense of autonomy. The person who defines what they want is going to have a huge advantage. Just the power of that focus and knowing what to ask for is going to help them weed out things that aren't going to be a fit and result in a much more satisfying career. It's also going to put them in a position to negotiate a more satisfying employment relationship. The third most common mistake is the failure to define the value proposition they bring to the marketplace. In this new world of work, an individual must be able to define and effectively communicate their value on a number of levels in order to send a consistent personal branding message. The new world of work brings with it a new kind of security, the security of what we're known for, the security of our reputation, the security of our personal brand.
Don, that was very insightful. I appreciate your taking the time to join us today. That was Don Hughes, president of Venturian, a career management and coaching firm based in San Antonio, Texas.